Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast, guys, and you're listening to episode number 40, the third episode of 2017, and today what we're going to be talking about is I want to actually share what I've learned from working with professional athletes. So in my career as a in the health and fitness industry, as a strength and conditioning coach so far, I've been fortunate enough to be able to work with a number of professional athletes from different a wide range of different sports and professions in regards to what they play and their approaches to how they go about their nutrition and training and whatnot. So today what I wanted to do is just share with you 10 of the things that I've been able to observe by spending time with them, by training them, by kind of seeing how they go about, you know, how they go about their approach to training and nutrition, how they go about their day-to-day life, their daily habits, and really figure out what makes them successful and be able to share that with you guys so then we can apply that to our day-to-day lives and use it in our own way to achieve our own success. Now, obviously, you're not going to be able to go straight away and use all these tips and all of a sudden become the captain of an AFL side or become a professional sportsman. But if you are on the path of becoming a professional sports person and you're making sure that you've got everything in check, then these 10 things will help you because, like I said, this is bits and pieces that I've taken from a number of different people, but they are reoccurring themes. So I'll start off with number one, and that is that preparation is the key, okay? So regardless of whether that's physical preparation, whether that's preparation in regards to meal prep, making sure that they're getting their right nutritional needs in regards to recovery, performance, or maybe even weight loss and weight gain, whether that's mental and emotional preparation before games, before training, or coming into preseason and whatnot. So preparation really is the key, and as cliche as it is, failing to prepare really is preparing to fail. So these guys are massive on their preparation, and some of the top athletes in the world put in 10 times more work behind the scenes compared to what we see on TV and social media. That's just a fact, and I've been lucky enough to be able to witness a lot of this. So preparation is a big one, and that's number one. Number two is being at the top of your game requires full-time effort. So, you know, it's obvious there's no such thing as an overnight success, in my opinion anyway, because why do you think extremely successful people, often continue working until they're no longer capable? This is a change of pace compared to sports people now, but people like Richard Branson and Warren Buffett and Steve Jobs, these guys, they could easily retire after they made their first fortune, but they don't. They keep going. They keep pushing themselves. They keep pushing the limits. It's because they're competing against themselves. They're not competing against other people. Okay, obviously they are in regards to sports people, but in their mind, they're competing against themselves. They want to be the best version of themselves, and that's what we should all be striving for. You know, they believe that they were made to do what they are doing, and if they settle for what they have, it won't last. It won't last that long. Someone will take their place, and you know that's their mindset, and that's true. Okay, you should never settle, never get complacent with where you are. You want to continue to push the boundaries, push the limits, regardless of whether that's to do with your health and fitness or whether that's work, whether that's family life, whether that's becoming a better person, whatever it may be. So that's number two. Just to go back over that again, being at the top of your game requires full-time effort. Number three, never underestimate the power of proper nutrition. Now, you're obviously going to know that I'm massive on this one, but eating, you know, adequate protein, in my opinion, should be 2 grams per kilo of body weight. Getting enough micronutrients from your fruit and vegetables, you know, fibrous vegetables. Eating enough calories to train your to fuel your training, and recover, or might be in regards to weight loss or weight gain. You know, if you're in a calorie surplus or a calorie deficit, and most of all, eating in a way that's sustainable and enjoyable, which is highly underrated by most of us. Most people in general population don't put anywhere near enough emphasis on nutrition. And, you know, you can't out-train a bad diet. And that's not necessarily to say the exact foods that you should be eating because, I'm an advocate for flexible dieting and I've used that on hundreds and hundreds of my online clients and my actual PT clients. And even, you know, even some of these professional athletes that have kind of asked me and come to me for advice, they're doing exact same things as what I'm giving my online clients, okay? They're making sure they hit their macros. They're making sure they stay within the calorie goal. They're getting enough calories to fuel their training and recover from training. If they want to drop body fat, they'll go in a calorie deficit just like we would. If they want to gain some lean muscle and gain some weight, they'll go on a calorie surplus. It's that simple, guys. But you know, the importance of proper nutrition, I can't recommend it enough. You really need to get on top of your nutritional intake, regardless of whether your goal is performance, whether it's body composition, or whether it's just overall general health and well-being. So that's number three. Number four is that sleep isn't just for babies. I think we should all be sleeping more. You know, some people can get away with small amounts of sleep, but most of us can't. And even those, even the ones that are getting away with small amounts of sleep, they could be performing so much better. They could have, their potential is so much higher if they were getting a few extra hours here and there. Because poor sleep or not enough sleep, in most cases, I think that's what most people suffer from. And that's definitely something that I need to get better at. I don't sleep anywhere near enough. But, you know, decreased, not enough sleep leads to decreased performance, leads to decreased awareness and ability to concentrate, which is obviously extremely important, not only in sport, but in work environment, in driving, all that type of stuff. It dramatically decreases your chance of recovering, recovering properly between training sessions or games. If we're talking about, you know, and the average person now, if you're not getting enough sleep and the reason that you're not progressing in the gym, therefore not losing body fat or gaining muscle mass, is because you're not getting enough sleep. I mean, you know, how easy is that to fix? Okay, so I can't stress the importance of sleep enough. Just the same as nutrition, sleep is extremely important and it's the best form of recovery. Okay, moving on to number five, there's always something you can be doing. I think too many of us focus on what we can't do or what we don't have compared to others. But there really is always something that you can be doing and you should be doing. Looking for the small things that you can improve as an athlete or as a person in general will eventually lead to big time success. Sorry about that, guys. That was an email. I should have turned that off. Anyways, so that can lead to big time success. Time spent thinking about what you wish you could do or wish you could have is a waste of time. And, productivity and making the most of the time that you have and not dwelling on the things that you don't have is extremely important. And something that I see a lot of professional athletes do and they're really good at is that they do the little things well. They make sure that they're always doing what they can be doing. A good example is someone that's in a rehab phase or a recovery process from a surgery or an injury. You see a lot of the top athletes, yes, they're disappointed. Yes, they wish they could be playing and competing and training normally, but they don't sit around and feel sorry for themselves. They make sure they're doing everything they possibly can to make sure they can get back. They're doing all the small things, all the things that a lot of people will put off because it's not in their best interest. Well, it is in their best interest, but they don't feel like they're going to benefit from it straight away. You know, these guys are playing the long game. They know that these small things, day-to-day things, will eventually lead to big results. So that's number five. Number six is there needs to be some sort of release. This is something that I'm working on at the moment, but you know, the best athletes in the world all have some sort of release, some sort of vice that they can go back to outside of their given or chosen sport. It might be reading, it might be going to the movies, watching a different sport. I know a lot of athletes thoroughly enjoy watching different sports. I know that a lot of the AFL guys absolutely love watching NBA. You know, like a lot of people will like watching NBA, but it could be anything. It could be, playing an instrument, whatever it may be. But you need something that you can just kind of forget about your sport or forget about your job or, you know, whatever it may be, your health and fitness goal for a certain period of time. It takes your mind off that day-to-day grind and focus that you're always focusing on. Once you find this vice or this thing away from your main focus, your potential to grow as a person or an athlete in these guys' case will increase significantly. So balance is always the key. It's an essential part of your nutrition, your training, and your everyday life. So balance is always going to be the key, guys. Number seven, a little goes a long way. So, you know, that extra sprint after training or the attention to detail with your nutrition, it might be weighing out your food. You know, not all people want to do that, and that's fine. But you know what I'm trying to say? This attention to detail that so many of us go past, whereas these guys are so strict on everything they're doing. They're making sure that every little thing is exactly how it should be. If they miss something, they go back over it. You know, it can go a long way to achieving success. So it comes back to almost the same as what we spoke about in that last point. So small efforts that are made daily, which do become habits. That's what a habit is something that you're doing repeatedly every day or over an extended period of time, ultimately lead to big results. Okay, so an example of this in day-to-day life might be something as simple as meditating for 10 minutes every day, smiling at a person that you're walking past in the street, you know, whatever it is. Could even be making your bed every single morning. That's going to put you in a productive state for the rest of the day. It's been proven. Someone did a study on it. I'm not 100% sure who did it, but obviously making your bed's not going to make you a better footballer or a better basketballer or a better track and field athlete, but it will teach you, to be effective with your daily habits. It's going to teach you to be productive and stick to something, have that discipline to make sure you're doing things daily that are going to eventually help you get to where you want to be. Number 8, nobody cares about your excuses. I think this is a big one, especially for people that so-called want to change their life through health and fitness, that want to transform their body, that want to start eating well, or it might be something to do with work. They need to get a project done, but they say they didn't have enough time when they could have made time, all that type of stuff. You know, guys, sometimes excuses are valid, but most of the time they aren't. And in the end of the day, nobody cares. That's all there is to it. People care about results. And as hard as it is, most of these professionals that I've worked with, that I see on TV, that I kind of read about, that I study up on, you know, they're world class at taking ownership of their mistakes or lack of performance in an athlete's case, and using those tough times, the hard times where they wish they could, they make up an excuse, or they might feel as though in their mind they do have an excuse, but they use these times to drive them until they get that opportunity again to really perform, and they make sure they don't make those same mistakes again. So they take note of it, they make sure it doesn't happen again. And because everybody makes mistakes, but it's when you repeatedly make the same mistake over and over and over again that people get frustrated, that it begins to play on your mind, it affects other people around you. So just making the most of the hard times or the times where you fail, and not seeing it as a failure, but seeing it as a learning curve. So, you know, there's this saying, I'm pretty sure it goes something like, I never lose, I either win or I learn, something like that. So take these hard times and make sure you use them to drive you until you get an opportunity to do whatever it is that you're after again, or learn from it. Number 9, practice doesn't make perfect, but perfect practice does. You know, practicing something the wrong way every day for 10 years doesn't make you perfect at it. What it does is it makes you perfect at doing the wrong thing. I think people put a lot of focus on practice, but they lack the actual foundations and the proper practice to actually be improving what they're aiming to do. So I always suggest focusing on quality over quantity. Every time focus on quality, and then once you get that quality, then you can start to do the repetition, then you can practice it over and over and over again. But focus should always be on the quality first. Now lastly, number 10, there's more than one way to skin a cat. If you look up at the top 5 professional players of every sport, you know, whether it be soccer, basketball, you know, football, swimming, Olympic sports, motocross, whatever it may be, the chances are that their approach to at least one aspect of their life or training, nutrition, preparation for games, mental aspect will be completely different to others. You know, but who cares if it works for them? So whatever works for you, works for you. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to every aspect of life or every aspect of a sport. You need to find what works for you, stick to it, and make it work for you. And if it does work for you, then stick with it. There's no point changing something that's not broken. So that's number 10. There's more than one way to skin a cat. So don't think just because your favorite player is doing this that it's going to work for you or that you should do this. And the same goes with other aspects of life. So I guess to summarize these 10 points, guys, professionals are in the position that they're in for a reason. And the best part about it is these 10 tips that I've shared with you today, you know, we can use this and adapt these same habits to achieve success in our own way. Whether that be ultimately for you, if you're trying to be a professional athlete, if you use these to really hone in on your own habits and your own actions to eventually one day get to that top level, or whether that be you transforming your body from overweight to in shape, or going to improving your squat, or just becoming a better person, or getting a better job, whatever it may be, we can use these and implement them. So thanks for listening today, guys. It was a little bit of a shorter episode. As I said, episode 40, number 3 of 2017, flying along now. So I hope you're all having a great week. For those that don't know, I have recently released a new program which is targeted at corporate males, okay? So kind of 25 to 45-year-old males, guys that are busy, guys that are working a lot, that don't have all the time in the world, and don't have a massive amount of knowledge on training and nutrition. But even if they do, it's a membership-based program. It goes for 16 weeks. You get lifetime access if you join up as a full-time member. You know, all the training, the nutrition is all taken care of for you. Mindset videos, you know, a group of guys that are also completing the program that you can interact with daily, weekly Q&As, you know, full exercise video library, all that type of stuff is all taken care of. And, you know, I've got guys in the program now that are seeing awesome results within the first couple of weeks. You know, after all the years that I've been training people, that I've been studying, you know, nutrition training and doing trial and error and all that type of stuff, I really feel that this program is the most sustainable and effective program that I've come up with. It doesn't require a heap of time. You know, it takes care of training in an effective way that's going to be enjoyable. It's going to get your results, but you're not going to be in the gym for hours and hours and hours. There's very minimal cardio. The nutritional approach is extremely easy to follow. So if you think you might be interested in this, guys, feel free to send me an email at danny@dannykennedyfitness.com. Regardless of whether you're interested in this program or whether you just want a hand with something else to do with health and fitness, I'd be more than happy to help you guys. So again, just shoot me an email. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please do. Please leave a review. It does all help. I really want to blow this podcast up in 2017 and really grow the listener base and get as many people, as many ears listening to this podcast as I can. So again, hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening, and I hope you found these 10 tips that I've found today. I hope you found them helpful, and I'll talk to you next week.